stories. The Bank of Ghana is asking savings and loans companies across the country to reassess their business strategies to reduce bad loans. Head of Banking Supervision Department at the Bank of Ghana, Osejisi, said the companies should focus on investing in small and medium enterprises to help in reducing its non-performing loans. He was speaking at the 14th annual general meeting of the Ghana Association of Savings and Loans Companies.
The high financing costs in the savings and loans subsector has also translated into high lending rates, which is negatively affecting competitiveness. In the face of asymmetric information, economic theory suggests that one of the outcomes of high lending rates adverse selection of risky customers who are likely to default on their loans. It is therefore not surprising that the savings and loans subsector is saddled with high non-performing loans, reduced profitability, illiquidity, and capital erosion. Distinguished guests, savings and loans companies must revisit their first love and strengthen the bonds with MSME sector, where the greater impacts are achievable. The sector should rethink its business strategy and models and target low-income entrepreneurs, youth and women.
Osejisi is the head of Banking Supervision Department at the Bank of Ghana. Now, some economic analysts have described as disappointing government's decision not to remove some of the taxes that have burdened businesses in the media budget review. Joining business associations, economist Professor Godfrey Bobkin warned that high taxes could see businesses cutting down production while others relocate to friendlier countries. He signaled out Ghana's VAT system as a disincentive to the private sector that could have been reformed in the budget.
Look, since COVID came, even Ghana is one of the countries that introduced more than 15 different tax adjustments and new taxes in our system. Check our VAT rate. Even though we are treating the state levy differently from the standard VAT rate, from the African outlook, it looks as though our standard VAT rate is one of the lowest. But if you consider the state levies, the ultimate incidence of that VAT on the consumer is more than 21%. It's one of the highest on the continent. Point is that, look, when we go through all of this, by the time we are done with the recovery, there will be no fiscal space at the household and business level to continue. How do you ensure continuity?
Professor Godfrey Bobkin is an economist. To one of our headline stories, total amount of taxes paid by all exploration firms in Ghana witnessed some significant increase to reach $356 million for first half of this year. This was contained in the Petroleum Fund's report for the first 6 months of 2024. George Yaffe tells us more.
Last year, from January to June, the companies operating on the country's oil fields paid $166 million in corporate taxes to the state. However, in 2024, ending June, the country realized $356 million. This actually represents more than 100% jump from what was recorded in the same period for last year when it comes to corporate tax payments to the authorities. The Petroleum Fund's report showed that Talu Oil paid the highest when it comes to corporate tax payments to the state. In 2023, Talu also paid the highest for the first half of that year. Since corporate taxes are linked to the percentage of earnings posted at these companies, development could show that these oil firms are making some good profits for the half year. When it comes to Safed Rentals, the country got $580 million. However, this represents a decline compared to what the country got in the first 6 months of last year.
George Yaffe filed that report a while longer within the industry. Bulk oil distributors are seeking for partnerships with stakeholders in the petroleum upstream and downstream sectors to drive down prices of fuel for consumers. The move, which is influenced by the involvement of Goil and other players in acquiring stakes in the upstream sector, is expected to yield some results if some firms collaborate with the inclusion of the financial sector. Chief Executive of the Chamber for Bulk Oil Distributors Ghana, Dr. Patrick Kwekwofori, believes such partnerships are needed to consumers.
I think Goi took the lead with Exxon to partner with the upstream. There are other BDCs that also have some stake in some of the fields that are being developed. So gradually, with the required support from the sector, and I will not only look at this from the energy sector, but even from the financial sector, the banking sector, and then also the insurance sector. If we are all able to deliberately push the agenda, and then also ourselves, we are also responsible corporate citizens, I think the sky will be the limit.
Dr. Patrick Kwekwofori is the Chief Executive of the Chamber for Bulk Oil Distributors Ghana. Now, the managing director of Twazaco Properties, Ernest Tarikoni, has called for collaboration between government and the private sector to develop affordable housing for Ghanaians. He made the call after the company commenced works to build low-income houses in Pantang in the Greater Accra region known as the Akayaf by Twazaco. Mr. Tarikoni said the initiative will also create jobs for local businesses to flourish within the commercial space.
When Twazaco Properties envisioned this development, we saw a chance to create not just a collection of buildings, but an exclusive space that fosters connection, opportunity, and a sense of belonging. When you think Akaya by Twazaco, think open spaces, functional layouts, greenery, social facilities, and the exclusivity of a managed residential estate at Pantang, the new suburban.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. There is a looming threat to Ghana's food and nutrition security attributable to the country's fast-depleting soil health. Contemporary farming practices, including inorganic fertilizer application, tillage, and the pressing impacts of climate change continue to threaten biodiversity in soils, affecting soil fertility. This week on The Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kweku interacts with experts who are advocating the uptake of primitive agricultural practices that can boost agricultural production and restore the health of Ghana's soil.
Several research conducted by soil experts on the quality of Ghana's soil reveal nearly 40% of the country's soil is degrading. Owing to the higher demand of farm produce against the growing human population, application of inorganic fertilizer became the common practice for a bumper and quicker harvest. But experts say revolutionizing the sector through synthetic farming techniques has rather contributed to depleting soil fertility. Many farmers across the country are recording lower yields.
When you grow your crops, you get a much rain.
Judith Daiti is a maize, pepper, and okra farmer in the Volta region.
For the pepper, the number 5 sack, you get like 6 or 8. But now, even if I plow 1.5 acre, I don't get up to 5. After selling all your crops, you see that the money you put inside the farming business and the money you got as the outcome is, there's a big difference. Yeah.
The consequential impact on profits made locally is pushing farmers to export their produce.
We don't sell here again because of the money, so we export it to Togo.
Reports suggest 2023 is on track to become the hottest year since global records began 2 centuries ago. Already, the impact of the changing temperature is negatively affecting the horticultural sector. Professor Harrison Dapa is a crop scientist.
Climate change is affecting most of our horticultural crops. The mango sector, we've seen that there has been increase in the mango weevil and other pest disease on the mangoes, which has affected the export potential of the mangoes and others.
With dwindling farming production capacity threatening Ghana's food security, nutrition security is additionally becoming a major concern. Francis Apia is head of the horticulture department at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
When you are dealing with nutrition security, it goes a little beyond food security. Food security is looking at the quantities you are taking, but nutrition security is looking broadly at intake of food for well-being. So you are not only filling your stomach, you are ensuring that your health is intact. And if we are not food secured, we are unlikely to be nutrition secure.
Experts in the horticulture sector are advocating the uptake of regenerative agriculture to mitigate climate change and restore healthy soils.
Now we should reduce the way that we, the number of times that we plow. We don't need to till. We need to reduce the application of biochemical input so that we can maintain the fertility and also break the pesticide cycle.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
Food Chains airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel and a repeat on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Do make a date. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners rewarded bi-weekly, and you'll be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Enjoy. Joy.